Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back, Conquerors, to another great show on Kong Cast, right here in Kong Republic Studios. And just like it's always been, I'm always here. My name is Yans. I am your host. We are here with Mr. Christian Moodley, your guest host.
What up, guys?
Guest host, guys, co-host. And then we have Mr. DJ Nova out here. DJ Nova always behind the camera, making us look always fresh and nice. And here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And right now, we are sitting with a powerhouse of talent, ladies and gentlemen, an incredible dancer, an overall entertainer. Please welcome the lovely, the beautiful Miss Hope Ramafalo.
Hello, darling.
First woman on Conquer.
The first woman guest. First female guest.
Honored. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Awesome.
I love the energy in this room.
No. We have to bring it up a little bit, you know? And you know how we start our show normally? We start off with a few icebreakers, you know, just to get you comfortable and for people to see some interesting answers from you.
All right.
So I'm going to go first,
right?
Always. If you could be anywhere in the world, if you could live there for a year, absolutely for free, where would it be?
I would live in Scotland.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep. I'd live in Scotland because I've been there before. Oh man, it is beautiful. The scenery, the green, and it's always like kind of cloudy and rainy. And I like that kind
you know,
I like that vibe.
Are you not a sunny
African person? No, guys, the sun is too much. So,
you enjoy winter in SA then?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
You know, sometimes, guys, when there's a heater, obvious.
you make it work. Okay, well, my icebreaker is you are at a karaoke bar. Which song are you picking?
Nicki Minaj, Moment for Life, any day, anytime.
Any day, anytime?
Any day, anytime.
Featuring Drake, huh?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
But I only sing Nicki's part because that's the one I know.
Oh, okay. So, not Drake's part.
Not Drake's part like that.
Okay, guys. No, those were our two icebreaker questions. Let's actually just get right into it.
I'm ready.
Okay, Hope, what is your first childhood memory of dance?
Way to jump in there, man. So my first memory, dance memory, guys, let me tell you. So we're at a party,
okay,
and we went with the family. It was like a family situation. To be honest, I don't remember whose party it was. I don't remember if it was what. I don't know, but it was a gathering of some sort, somewhere, somehow,
right?
And they were playing music and they were like opening the circle as usual, guys. Right. You must know if you and obviously people are going in there dancing, and I'm just sitting there and I'm standing there in front, and I want to go in, but I'm just like, you know, I'm just a bit shy,
but you know, you can rock,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, I can rock everyone in the circle. Guys, I went in and I remember hitting the tobeta, and I remember the back of my head hitting the floor.
Ooh.
That's when I knew, guys, I'm here, mister. That's when I knew I'm get a bone, like a flex.
Straight, man. Oh, wow.
And I was really young by the time. I think I was about maybe, what, 5 or 6? Five or six, yeah.
Going into the middle of the second, at 5 or 6.
And you felt it, eh?
Guys, so, tobeta. Yes. I am the girl.
So when did you decide that you want to do dance professionally, man? When did you realize that, hey, this is actually something I want to pursue and follow as a career?
To be honest, it was never something I considered as I want to be a full-time dancer, and I want to, you know, because dance was never really like a real thing, if I can say.
Right.
So it was never really like a career, or it's not something that was taught to me, or it wasn't even an idea that was presented to me that, you can actually make a living out of this, or you can actually become something through being a dancer.
Right.
So I've always kind of just like taken the sports route, and I was doing like a lot of aerobics and things. I loved aerobics because that was the closest thing to like a dance class.
I see.
You know?
I can kick until here, guys. You guys are flexing. I'm flexed, guys. Like, you can flex. I'm that girl.
Yeah.
So it was actually during lockdown where I decided to take dance seriously.
Okay,
or give it a try.
Right.
So that's when I actually started with the YouTube tutorials.
Oh,
and then
okay.
from there, I was like, oh, actually people are engaging.
Right.
But yeah, so that's basically when I kind of saw that, oh wait, dance can actually do something things. For me. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's okay. So cool. That's cool. Oh, bro.
So you know, the whole lockdown was actually a good thing for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, definitely, guys.
Yeah. mean. Yeah, that's when everything skyrocketed and popped.
Basically.
You know, it's great that you look at it like that, because generally, you know, lockdown for entertainers was quite a nightmare.
Mm.
They couldn't
yeah.
perform, they couldn't go out,
mm.
you know.
Yeah.
But you actually got into entertainment during lockdown.
Interesting,
eh?
Yeah.
You sound like an entrepreneur.
I mean, listen, to be honest,
she makes it work.
Because of Vela, that was like my whole idea. So I do have like a very entrepreneurial mind.
Oh,
and when everything, obviously during lockdown level 5, everything shut down.
Right.
But I'm that kind of girl. I was just like, I'm not going to just chill and do nothing, guys. Yeah, I need money, dog.
Right.
I need to be moving. So I did my research, and it turns out that YouTube is actually one of the platforms that actually pays.
Mm.
So I does. Was like, yes. Well, hi YouTube, my name is Hope and I got some dope moves for
right.
you, so come here, man.
Oh man, no,
let's cool. get it, let's
man.
Go.
We're definitely glad you did it.
I mean,
but okay, since you're in the dancing space right now, mm-hmm. When it comes to dancing and creating choreography, do mm-hmm. you prefer doing it for a large crew or just a solo performance by just you and you alone? And why?
See, we know it's harder to work with a bigger team. Right?
Yes.
But you're a pro now. You
yeah.
work with a bigger team and work on the
yeah,
solo.
Definitely.
What do you enjoy doing?
Working definitely with a team, because
really?
When you're working with a team, you always have somebody there consistently pushing you. So it's and you're also learning at the same time.
Yes,
so
yes.
somebody could be doing something better than you,
right.
and you can actually pick up and learn through that. So yeah, so I'd rather prefer like working with a large crew because that's how you grow.
Sheesh.
But you know, dancing is quite a workout. Do you even go to the gym, huh?
Guys, can I tell you? Do you guys want to? Because I'm just like trying not to jump the gun and I answer all your questions before you ask the questions.
Go in.
So my career path at first was becoming a personal trainer. I decided at 16 years old that I want to become a personal trainer.
Yeah. Yes.
Guys, you can even search me on Facebook, guys. Yeah. In 2015, I wrote it as my status. Still there.
Sure.
So, yeah, I wanted to become a personal trainer because I was big in sports at school. So, I was the captain of this, captain of that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Including the basketball team.
Oh.
Meaning, I can take you cup basketball.
Straight.
Yeah. You get me?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
that's
a conversation for another day.
Another day.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So, when I left high school, then I went to study sports.
Right.
I studied sports conditioning.
Mm.
Graduated 2 years ago, and guys, I was like full time. I was coaching soccer. Soccer's my first love.
Right.
I was a soccer coach. I was a basketball coach. I was a sports coach, and I was coaching at school.
So you were big into sports
heavily. That was like gonna be. I was gonna open a whole gym and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah, and I was quite fit, guys. I still am.
Well, yeah,
still,
no,
but
no,
even
yeah.
then, guys,
I think I'm more fit now.
Yeah, I was this close to becoming a bodybuilder as I played.
What?
Really?
Yeah, guys, I was like within
fitness.
Yeah.
That's
so
hardcore.
Until that's when lockdown stopped, and I couldn't go to the gym anymore.
Okay.
And it was like I didn't have enough equipment to. So yeah, and I was like, oh, guys. So yeah, so that was initially going to be my.
So going to the gym and doing stuff is actually like I would assume quite important to you, right?
Very.
Yeah.
Nah, it was a regular thing, regular programming.
Guys, have you seen this bone?
Let's
go. Let's be honest, guys.
Be honest. I get Hope. You know, you seem like a very joyous, a very happy person, you know?
I mean,
how about you have a look at this video, because you look very happy and joyous in this video right here. Yes.
Explain us what's happening here.
Please, tell me about this day. Tell me about this day.
I was graduating, guys. I was graduating. I was getting my degree in sports conditioning.
Oh.
Like I said, yeah.
Okay. Yo, you even studied it. Jeez,
dude, like
guys.
Commitment. They're like, So I was graduating at ETA Sports College. It's a sports college. It's a sports college.
Right.
It's in the word.
Yes. Sure.
So yeah, I was graduating that day. I didn't really plan an outfit. I didn't even have makeup on, guys.
Yeah.
It was a marathon. But I went to go fetch it, and now I have it, and we are here.
But
now you are here,
having so much fun.
Yeah. I'm always having fun,
always.
Guys. I'll take any moment to dance. Any moment, even now, I can just stand up and
just break
dance.
It down,
So you told us, right? If you wasn't a dancer, you'll be doing personal fitness, personal training. I mean, but this, you touched on something which is very interesting. You already thought about opening gyms and opening the... Hope you are entrepreneur then. Because you already have that mindset of, okay, how do I take this, make it a brand and make an income off it? So you had this whole thing planned. Fantastic.
I mean...
And you said you, from a young age, you said at the age of, what, 15?
16.
You said to yourself, okay, cool, this is what I want to do. But the fact of the matter... That, like, you already thought about opening gyms, you thought about, okay, because, you know, people want to get to their personal fitness trainer, and yes, they get clients, but you already thought about the next stage after that, after becoming that successful. That's amazing. So, you know, if anything, I'm seeing more of an entrepreneurial spirit from you than anything else, which is a very great
more
thing.
More than just dancing.
And I think to see it among South African women is actually such a great thing. So, man, reps to you on that one, hey? Like, big ups to that one, hey? You got much love and respect from Kong just from saying
thank you. Thank you. I mean, you guys are making me blush, man.
No, but it's good.
I'm shy.
No, man, you're a woman that's kicking ass. You know, and you must own it, you know?
No, for sure.
And there's many South African women out there, I'm sure, looking at this very podcast or listening to this very podcast. And you know, it's good to see that, you know, there's young entrepreneurs,
role models,
like
bro.
Out there.
Role models.
Who's doing their thing.
Doing the stuff.
And thinking, and you don't let that stop you or change anything. So, man, fantastic. Firstly, that's amazing. I have to make that a thing here because you know, to have an entrepreneurial spirit is a very rare thing.
Yes.
And to have it in a woman, knowing that this industry is dominated by
men.
I mean, you're kicking ass, girl.
I mean, listen,
killing it.
Ass whooping, man.
Just hit it. Hit it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. No. I guess it's just a natural, it's almost like an instinct.
Yes.
So it's like when this falls through, you automatically just have to think about another plan. So I'm not, I was never really the type of person to be like, yo, the world has me down and I'm out.
But you get it from someone. Who do you get it from? Your mom? Your dad? Who's the secret sauce coming from?
I can't wait to share. I can't wait to share my secret. My parents, both of them, so my mom and my dad are both entrepreneurs and they have their own business are their own people. And basically through their teachings, throughout my entire life, guys, it's always been, yo, you need to look out for yourself. You need to make sure that you're in a space where you're doing what you love. And then you need to own that. You get what I'm saying? That way you have a lot of freedom in terms of how far you grow, how you expand, how you do this, how you do that. Whereas... you would never want somebody else to dictate that for you.
So your parents, I would assume, they're very supportive of what you're doing.
The most supportive people in the world, guys. They were just like, oh, you want to do what? Go ahead. Long as you are the best in whatever you're doing, we don't mind.
Don't stop.
You get
and
what
they already
saying?
Knew you could rock.
Ah, obvious, guys.
But there's pressure already to be the best.
Yeah.
As long as you're the best. And you're the best.
If I say so myself.
No, that's
okay. Well, being the best, you know, there's a lot of pressures and a lot of you know, ups and downs, obviously, in the industry and stuff. What do you think it takes to be recognized as a professional dancer in the South African entertainment industry?
You know, I'm gonna say this through like sort of kind of more personal, on a personal note, rather than speaking for the masses. I am a dancer in a genre called amapiano.
Right.
That's if you're not from.
From here.
That's why I'm here.
You need to know what amapiano is. Everybody knows amapiano.
You should know. You should know by now.
So I would take pride in saying that I'm a piano dancer. I'm versatile. If you teach me hip hop or break dance or whatever, I'll pick it up.
Right.
But if they had to say what genre are you comfortable in, it would be amapiano. Dance has been something that has been with us throughout, especially as South Africans. Dance has been a culture. I mean, if you think back to most of the dance moves, the tobetsa, ndwalatsa, ngwazi. So if you just think back, we've always been a country that has...
You get what I'm saying?
We've always been a country that has had dance, trending dance moves. You know, and dancers who made them trend. So the Chomi Nabetha. You guys know Chomi, right?
Chomi, I know.
And I don't. That we've always been a country that prides itself in dance culture. That's why Pantula is like one of the most international.
Recognized.
You know, they have dance competitions. They go overseas to compete at Pantula. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to be recognized. It's not the same anymore as back then. Yeah. Now, if you want to be recognized as a dancer, social media. There's nothing I can say.
That's it. To be recognized as a professional
dancer.
Social media.
I mean, there's other, you know, platforms that could, you know, put you guys properly or put us in categorize us and, you know, make sure that when you say professional, there's kind of some kind of accreditation to that. But for me, guys, as long as you're rocking, you must rock on. As long as you say I'm good, to me, you're professional, then that means you're good at what you're doing, and that's okay.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we're rocking on to our first ad break of the episode. We'll be back right after this.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors, to another great episode of KongCast right here in Kong Republic. And we're sitting with the talented, the powerhouse, Hope Ramafalo, guys. Hey, she's in the building.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Cool, man. So let's get right into it. Okay?
What's up?
What do you think, you know, being a dancer, it comes with a lot of challenges, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there is. But let's talk live performances. Mm. What's the most tricky, most challenging thing about live performances?
Live performances?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything tricky about live performances. Maybe the mic not working or maybe the lighting not being right.
Right.
Live performances as in live or like performing live,
in front of TVs and it's broadcasting live and there's an audience.
Oh, mistakes. Mistakes. Like just being... The pressure.
Yeah.
Man, the pressure is different because when you're at home dancing in front of a camera, you can do it as many times as you like.
Right.
You know, and you can cut and chop and you're also comfortable.
Yeah. Sure.
You in front of cameras, my boy, let me tell you, once those lights go too, it's as if also your mind also goes too.
Yeah. Right.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. And I guess, it's just pressure too.
How do you overcome that before you go on those lights? Is there a routine you do or is there something
I used to be very nervous to the point where I would actually forget what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, wow. That's like me and my metric exam.
You study the whole night and the time, the paper goes,
like 5 points for your name, 5 points for your student number.
Already, I have some marks. It's not zero, guys. So, yeah, it would actually get that bad, but this was like the first time.
Yeah,
but I started doing this thing where I'm just like, I have to be really relaxed. I have to like dig deep inside and be like, dog, you know what to do.
You good.
Calm down. Don't focus too much on the lights. Don't focus too much on the camera. Mm. Just focus on movement and what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's I had to calm down.
Mm.
That's the trick.
Sheesh.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a performance that has gone horribly wrong in front of people? Like,
bro, I could name 10,000.
Really?
There's a lot.
But you're probably so good, people don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, it depends what you're performing also. I mean, if you're performing, let's say it's a live performance and they're shooting it in studio.
Right.
That one, even if you make a mistake, they'll probably just catch your head and catch your feet and catch your arm.
They'll fix it.
But in front of like a crowd and you're performing.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you. You forget, man. Mm. But you just have to keep going. There's nothing you can do.
Improvise.
I'm a dancer, bruh. I can freestyle from now until Monday next week.
Yeah.
So we're doing this.
Catalog of moves.
It's all stopped back there. So if you make a mistake, you already know what to do.
Right.
So yeah, you just never stop.
That's exciting.
Hey, man.
So what would you say is the most rewarding thing about live performance
then?
TV.
Being on TV.
Being on TV, before it.
That's the most rewarding.
I mean,
the crowd.
I mean, live performance.
Yeah, so the first time you've been on TV, on a live performance, how was that experience?
Mm.
The first time I performed on TV.
Yeah.
I was nerve-wracking. I think it was on Idols.
Mm. Oh.
Oof. Was it Idols,
That's
guys?
A big crowd.
Yeah, I was on Idol, but it was during COVID, so there wasn't anyone. Remember, guys, I made it only after
COVID. Yeah, during COVID, after COVID.
After that, it was us and the camera crew.
Right, right.
But we only started seeing crowds after they started allowing, like, well, the capacities of people and X, Y, and not.
Sure.
So I think the most rewarding thing is basically the platforms. So I was, I've danced on stages where I never thought in a million years, bruh, I would touch. Imagine dancing on an idol stage. I would have, I was watching idols. You get what I'm saying?
Now you're dancing on the stage.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the most rewarding thing is just the platforms and also just the connections and the people that you get to meet. So, you know, you'll be there and on Metro. We went to Metro this one time. They were having like a whole setup and like big people that you would never think that you would see. They're just passing like a normal day. It's like, hello, I actually listen to your music. I think that's also, and also just the interaction,
right?
You know, you get to interact, especially when you're performing in front of a crowd.
Right.
Oh man, you actually get to see how many people love you, because on social media we see the numbers, but you don't really see or
the
feel
people,
you
sure,
know
for sure.
Once you get on stage and the energy and the people are shouting, people are taking out their cameras, right, you're just like, is this us?
This is it.
Is this me?
Let's go.
So yeah,
okay, well, we know you as an amapiano dancer, right, but are there any other genres of dance that you practiced when you were younger? Maybe
I started with hip-hop
straight.
For some of y'all that don't know,
yeah,
guys, I was in a hip hop dance crew called Wolf Armada.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I was doing the hip hopping, man.
Really?
Yeah. I was doing the hip hopping because, I was doing it, but I was not consistent. I was not consistent like that, but I did try to push and try to learn. Back then, that was like my only chance to try to learn dance. My parents didn't know.
The repertoires.
There was like a whole lot of
Dances.
I started with hip hop. That was my first, like, and I used to watch like a lot of music videos, and I teach myself how to dance through those. So yeah, but I am versatile. I'll still say you can teach me whatever,
anything.
Guys, I'm here.
Ballroom, Jay, yeah, you're rocking.
Maybe ballet, maybe not ballet because you'll break me, but we'll do that, Chief.
Anything else? Okay.
But yeah, let's talk about the Amapiano Awards. This is really big, right? This is so big. So
she knows what's coming.
Amapiano Awards, right? This is absolutely amazing. I mean, what was the feeling like when they told you, you know, you are the best amapiano dancer, street dancer in SA? I mean, because now, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you made it. Officially the greatest. How was that feeling?
You got an award straight for it.
That night, walk us through that feeling that night. Did you expect it?
No! Some of the people that I was nominated with.
Right.
Bruh, amazing dancers.
Right.
Competition was there. So that day, I was so nervous the entire day. Like, I was nervous.
Right.
I didn't have an outfit. I didn't know what was happening on that day. But because like I was scared, guys. I was so afraid to be in the venue because I was just like, what if I don't win? How am I supposed to act? Do I clap? And I'm like,
what's going on?
Which one? This one. You know what I'm saying? I really was.
Wow.
I was like, I was so nervous. So I did everything late. And the award started and I wasn't there. Guys,
Maza.
So I wasn't there. And they started with the my award. So they started with that one.
Oh no.
They're like, and the best street dancer award goes to Hope Ramavalo.
Ganti.
Wait, why is this one? And then they actually took the award on my behalf. And then they sent me a picture in my makeup chair.
Right.
Did I not wild out? I was like, why do I need to take off this wig and just like move out? I was excited.
Wow, man.
Even though I wasn't there to collect the award, I could not believe
it. Because that's a life-changing moment.
Man, that's like,
it's, you know, big,
that's
big.
Massive.
I'm like, me?
Dude, being nominated is winning in itself.
Winning the award.
Like,
man, I was excited. Man, I was so honored because I was just like, you all think I'm good? Man, that's great.
Yeah. But you're amazing, Hope.
Yeah, I mean, like, you really
I don't like to toot my own horn, so. But you definitely are, man.
The reason I say it's such a big thing, right? Mm. Amapiano is making waves in the world. Spain, Germany, Brazil, everywhere. I open my phone and I see Mapurisa here, Kamsa here, you know, Major Leagues here. It's taking over the world, and it's such a unique sound, right? And to be the best dancer within the song, ma'am, you know, that's so amazing. Done. Well done. Well done. Thank you, guys. So everybody from the world, if you're looking for the best, I'm a piano dancer.
Street dancer.
Right here, guys.
We have her on the show.
The best I'm a piano dancer in the world. Right here, guys.
Hello. My name is Hope.
But no, guys, well, when it comes to I'm a piano, what kind of impression do you think it has? Because as we've been speaking, it's been making waves, you know, but the impression that it leaves on people, you know, the impact, what do you think it has locally and internationally?
Guys, this one is simple.
Simple.
Guys, Amapiano is a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a proper vibe.
It's a whole vibe.
Amapiano is a vibe.
Right.
And it's not really, it's not too competitive. It doesn't require too much energy. It doesn't require too much. All you can do is just this.
Yeah, boom.
And you have us. You've got us.
Yeah.
Like, we are with you all the way. Right. So, the kind of, it's just a vibe. It's a relaxed dance style.
Yeah.
It's a dance style that promotes, like, just freeness, man. And just being yourself. And just, you know, like, it you know, some dance genres, man, you have to go in, bruh. Like, you have to fight.
Prepare,
you
even.
You need to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, with Amapiano, it's not that. Amapiano is for everyone.
Are you saying that just because you're the one? That's what.
Dog.
It's not that easy, guys.
It is. I can teach you, like guys, Amapiano is... It's a vibe. It's about vibe. It doesn't want too much.
Get groove,
man. You know what I'm saying? You have to be within the, you know, the situation.
Right.
So Amapiano for me is for everyone.
Mm.
That's why it's going international, because anyone can jam to it. Anyone can dance to it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
It's my favorite genre of music, personally.
Hey, man, he's not even playing.
No, for real. Like, you understand, I have conversations with my wife, you know, and we say, oh, so who's your best, like, artist? And she's like, oh, no, Justin Bieber, this, that, whatever. And then I'm like, who's your best? You know, Sam Tokolo, TJ. So strong, you know? And now, you know, the thing is, I'm friends with all these guys, you know? It's unbelievable, you know? It's very cool. Man, and the fact of the matter that, you know, we're actually like working with them and doing stuff with them is unbelievable. Yeah. So I mean,
really,
like, we're very lucky to be.
No, we're just
We are massive fans.
We're super fans of the industry, the arts. You know what everyone does: dancing, music, acting, whatever it may be. Man, we're just fans, and that's why we bring people on here. We like, you know what? These people actually deserve a place to be. You know, like. Shown, like golden moments, like, okay, these are what these people do, and appreciate them and have them.
And thank you guys so much, man. I mean, this platform is amazing. The fact that you guys are giving us, you know, a place like this to come through and express ourselves.
Oh, for sure.
Man, this is everything.
I mean,
so thank you
guys. You guys can come through and do much more than express yourself. I mean, you'll know that. You can still walk through any day. You know, you don't need to just be on cameras. You could walk through the door any day, you know, and do whatever, come chill with us. You know, have some water.
Is that some water?
Water for the babies.
There's only water in here, guys.
Yeah, I know, guys. We keep it nice, pristine.
But let's talk about dance a little bit more. You know, being so recognized in dance and, you know, completely succeeded in the dance game, I'm sure there's goals you want to do and still things you want to do. But from our vantage point, you know, you're complete success in the dancing industry. So what's your personal opinion on Dance Foundation within South Africa, specifically with dance academies and dance agencies? Do you think there's a strong enough foundation within South Africa for dancers to succeed within that area?
That one is an English question, my friend. No, guys.
Yeah.
So personally, I've never really been signed to an agency or been to a dance studio or like been trained. I'm not a trained dancer, if I can say.
Right.
I train myself. I taught myself how to do most of the things that I can do and my movement. So with that being said, I wouldn't really know or have insight to say that yes there is or yes there is not, because I don't know what kind of connections they have.
Right.
And yes, maybe some dancers would prefer agencies, because agencies have all these connections to these companies that are shooting, companies that are doing X, Y, and Z. And maybe some people in the agency would feel like maybe there's always somebody better within an agency.
Right.
There's always someone who would be considered over other
favorites.
So I wouldn't necessarily have like a broad perspective on how that would work.
Yeah.
But personally speaking, social media, bruh.
Social media,
well, it's interesting you say that.
It's the best agency.
Because, I mean, you said you completely self-taught. Mm. So you never have any formal training whatsoever,
No. Born with it, bro.
You're amazing.
Born with it, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, she makes it seem like I'm a piano. It's like this easy game. But she was born with it.
Because you get a hope that that's amazing.
Without training.
I had to try. It looks like I'm having like a seizure or something. You're definitely gifted with it.
Definitely gifted. But okay. Well, what do you think of Kong Republic as a studio for like as a dancer, right? We have everything under one roof. Photography, you know, we have a podcast area, recording studio that we want to build upstairs and stuff, you know. But in general, as a dancer, when you come into this space, is there enough space for you as a dancer?
I mean, there's more than enough space. And what I love about it is I can do more than just dance here. I can do everything.
Oh, yeah?
I can take dance tutorials. I can take photograph. Yeah, I can go upstairs and record my voiceovers. Guys, come on. No cap. Yeah, no. We're rolling.
We try. You know, I think the main thing as well, we're trying to be like super competitive as well and accessible, because generally with the studios, all our competitors out there, well, firstly, there's not very many black-owned
businesses or studios.
The main studios is predominantly commercially white-owned, right? Mm-hmm. And no issues with that. But like the thing is, they're not really entwined with the culture. If you look at it, what we're trying to do here is we're the first studio that has the three main facilities: the recording, the podcast, the video and photography.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, later on, we plan to move into green screen and Unreal stuff and whatnot for broadcast. But you know, we're the first guys that has everything kind of under one roof. And the goal was just to make it more accessible for people. And even if you go on our website, kongrepublic.com, you know, we told Echo this, you could rent the space for $1,500. And you get gear and you get lights and I mean like
and everything.
You saw we did artwork, the Ijo artwork. What do you think of that?
Oh man. I mean, guys, the thing was like it had smoke in it. And the smoke was smoking. It's like how did you I loved the cover. Choki was just loved it, guys. Yeah. Like we loved that cover. I was just like, how did they get them? And it was like, and I was like,
that was pretty dope.
But also the shoot. The shoot went good. So flawless. Mm. Everything
you were
was
here
just,
for
yeah,
the shoot.
I was somewhere. I took a lot of TikToks, guys, on that day.
Oh yeah.
Even the shoot would just went smooth.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you guys had like a good time. Always striving to do the best, and we want to be the best in the game.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it comes to artworks, photography, and stuff.
Yeah.
We just want to offer value in that sense. You know, but also, it's about the culture.
It's about the culture.
Yes.
So one thing I love about you guys' space, it accommodates culture.
Of course.
I mean, I walked in when you guys were doing the photo shoot, and I felt at home already because Janos was, and I was like, this is where I belong. You get what I'm saying? I just love how you guys are not being, putting on
a
commercial business.
You get what I'm saying? a businessman with a suit and tie, and automatically you lock us out.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
But we this space is very inviting, especially for people within the culture. That's good. If you guys are in the Yanu space and you want to do like the most with your brand and feel you know, accommodated. Yes. I think this is literally the best place. I mean, I've never been to a studio like this. No
cap. We appreciate that.
I love the vibes. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. We're working very hard, but you know, we hope we can always improve, and you know, in the few months to come, we hope that it'll be much better than what you see right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's already looking good.
We will strive for the best, always strive to improve. But guys, on that note, we are onto our next ad break. We'll be back right after this.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors, to another great episode of Concast. We are here with the one and the only Miss Hope Ramafalo, guys. Hey.
I'm still here, guys.
She's still here. Guys, we're just getting to know her just a little bit better for you guys to get to know her a little bit better as well. But yeah, on that note, Kush Maiji.
Cool, yes. So yes. I'm going to go into this here, ma'am. Mm. So, I mean, being such a big dancer, all right, is there anybody in particular you would love to share the stage with locally or internationally?
You. There's so many.
So many.
Ish. But is there anyone, I must think properly now.
The main one. Yes.
See now, I must think.
Yeah.
Guys, I would love to share stage with Chris Brown.
I knew that was the name. I knew it was coming.
Chris Brown is too much, guys. And he's versatile, guys. Like, he can dance. He can dance.
He can sing all of it.
Everything. He can rap. The side.
It actually would be quite
he's
nice.
The most. He's the most talented guy.
Imagine Hope and Chris on the stage.
Hey.
Chris, if you're watching this, boy, listen, hop in my DM.
Let's go.
No, but yeah, there's some crazy things I heard about Chris Brown, man. I heard like from one of his dance choreographers, they do the dance in front of him. He looks at them maybe 3 or 4 times. They do the dance, and then he stands up and he's like, all right, let's go. Without rehearsing, nothing. Nails it.
See?
Easy.
We are meant to be.
Meant to be. Now, Angel.
You know?
No, you must teach him piano.
We are supposed to.
Teach him piano.
And I don't think it's going to take long. It's just going to be like, okay, I see. All right, okay, let's go.
Okay, well, speaking of piano too, how do you think social media has, when it comes to engagement, when it comes to your career in general, how do you think it has affected it and how has it
created more business opportunities
on social media?
Guys, I can't even tell you how grateful I am for social media and just like the people who follow me as well. And especially to like people who watch my stuff and like, man, they genuinely feel me and they feel my vibe, they share the videos. So I think it has one, also just looking at myself, so from a personal perspective, just being consistent.
Right.
I didn't make it with the first video.
Yes.
I didn't make it with the second video.
Right.
I make it with the third video.
Yeah.
Man, I had to post a couple of times before 100%. I could get that one that just went
off.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you just have to keep going. You just have to keep going. And then with every video you drop, the likes increase, the views increase, the following increases.
Yes.
And that is how you actually get to, you know, go up in the...
In
the ranks.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just like people sharing your stuff also just it helps.
Helps, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know.
So in terms of business opportunities, I'm sure it's made it easier. Let's say people just hit you up on YouTube.
That thing is, I forgot the question. That's my thing. So I forgot the normal. You asked me a second question. I know, but So in terms of business opportunities, guys, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Dancing has created another income stream for me.
Sure.
And I'm a girl who likes multiple income streams. Whatever can get everyone.
That's great.
You know what I'm saying? So I've started working with brands.
Yes.
So if let's say whoever wants me to promote their brand and they right. want me to, you know, dance with the thing in my hand right. or the can or whatever in my hand, yes. I could do that and easily create choreography around that, so to cool. help and promote cool. it. Mm. You know, I've worked with brands, I've worked with artists as well.
Yes.
So artists would be like, yo, can you come to my music video?
Mm.
And we go for music videos. Yo, listen, I have a song dropping and I would really like a dance challenge because, I mean,
right.
you know, I've done a couple of dance challenges that have sure. went, you know, viral.
Oh, okay.
Numerous
yeah,
yes.
yeah. Hey.
So an artist will be like, yo, man, I'm dropping a song. Can you please do right. a dance challenge to my song? You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, yeah, man, there's a lot. You get invited to events
right.
For, you know, obviously, they know once they play that I'm a piano right. playlist.
You are in.
Hey, I'm in deep, you know?
Yeah.
You get invited to events.
Yeah.
You know, you get to rub shoulders with, you know, the who's and who's of the industry.
Yes.
Make contacts, so it has really, really opened up a lot of opportunities for me.
Yeah, but I mean, that's amazing because, ma'am, on the 13th of January, 2015, you started your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a new
thing. We know. We have to.
But it's amazing because within that time period, you got over 100K subs.
Mm.
Not only that, your channel has garnished over 7.5 million views.
Really?
Yes.
Did you not know that?
She didn't know.
Sorry, we are a marketing company
yeah,
as well. We look at the numbers.
We got to.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So, tell me, did you ever think that YouTube will be such a powerful thing in your life? And what has this exponential growth of your channel, 100K subs, 7.5 million views?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like, what do you think, like, got you to this? I mean, in terms of YouTube, did you ever think on the 13th of January 2015 that this is the kind of channel you're gonna have? Yeah.
Absolutely no. I'm not even. I didn't even know I started what YouTube was at the time. What was I doing on YouTube? Hey guys, so I don't even know. To me, when I started my YouTube channel was during lockdown, that's when I dropped my first video
right.
to say, okay, God,
I'm hope
do this. You
I
know?
Do this.
Yes. Yes. So, but to be honest, I never thought, guys, like, you have to understand me, like, I never, ever, ever thought I could be on YouTube hitting 100K subscribers. Apparently, that's, like, something you have to work really.
Yeah, very hard.
Really?
Very hard.
Like, it's
very
not, hard. It's not an very easy hard. Thing to obtain.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I just felt like, yo, I don't know, man, we are here.
We're there.
But that,
we just went with it.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. I mean, like, you know, you're obviously very liked, okay? But I mean, your Instagram, you said you had 228,000 followers. When did that, what started growing first? Was it the YouTube? Did that draw traffic to the Instagram? Or was it Instagram that drew traffic to the YouTube? How did it work? Do you know?
Oh, man, I wish I had a plan for this. So it was like, when I started YouTube, right, I already had an Instagram account and I was doing a lot of fitness things on my Instagram account. And obviously on Instagram, people just like people who look good. So, I had people who were following me for my fitness content and also just because, well, I look good.
Yes.
But, you know, you do though?
Yeah, they must note that.
Just in case y'all missed it.
Right.
So, but I just felt like when I started the YouTube, my focus was on YouTube. So I started using my Instagram account and my Facebook account and all of them
to promote YouTube. You're a smart girl. You're a smart girl. You know, I'll tell you why. I don't know whether you know this, but I used to be the CD at Ogilvy. Before I quit and I said, let me start my own business.
I mean, hello.
Before I made stupid decisions. But the thing is, ma'am, that is from an analytical and a strategy point of view, that is what big marketers do.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you want to push the long form content, but you're using Instagram and all these other platforms to leverage your YouTube video.
Mm. Yeah.
You're a smart girl. Did you just think of this, or did somebody advise you to do it?
No, I mean, who was gonna advise me? My dad. You know, I was inside the house the whole time, so I had to think. You know, it's just thinking. So I would post a video on Instagram and direct them to YouTube. Because again, YouTube is one of the social media platforms that pays
the best,
and you
sure.
don't need 1 million, 10 million.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You know, you just need a couple of subscribers and a couple of watch hours.
Yes.
And you're in.
And you're in.
But there's so many ways you can monetize on YouTube. On YouTube, you can monetize through merch, you can monetize through ads, monetize through brand deals, monetize through sponsorships.
A lot.
You can do so many ways through call card where you can have a fan group and they pay monthly. I mean, you know, like I don't know whether you're familiar with Logan Paul and Jake Paul and stuff like that. These are like big YouTubers.
Overseas.
These guys are making like $3-4 million a day.
Mm.
A day.
Guys, if you're watching this, Raya.
But you're smart. Did you Google, where's the most profitable social media?
I did.
She had a game plan.
Because you're thinking marketing.
Yeah.
You're thinking marketing. Yeah. No, you're very, very, very intelligent. But anyway, let me talk about this, all right?
Mm.
So, Hope, this is you. Hi, guys. Doing this dance, all right? This dance challenge.
You guys.
This dance challenge generated 2 million views.
Mm.
One video, 2 million views. Walk us through the thinking here. Did you ever expect it to go so viral and reach so many people? 2 million views.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to go viral, guys, because look good in that.
But you look good in all your videos.
But to be honest, when it's like shooting the first video,
you just
hope that it will
you
catch,
hope.
You know.
Hi,
pun intended. You know, you just hope.
Yes.
It catches, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, when I started started uploading YouTube content. It was at the beginning of the Amapiano era.
Mm, yes.
And I was like, if I don't bite now, when I try to bite later, it might not work. So I have to catch and go
now.
So the whole world was just like, what is this? What is? And everybody is searching best Amapiano, Amapiano dance moves, Amapiano this, Amapiano. And whose face comes up?
Yours. No, you were ahead of the game. Ahead of the game.
You know, you had to think through it though, but
But that's amazing, man, because on the route you're going, you're inevitably going to pass 1 million.
Oh, yeah.
You're inevitably going to pass 5 and 6 and 10. I mean, if you keep on going down this route. But I mean, you did the hardest thing, which is getting up to 100 now, but 7.5 million views is unbelievable. I mean, like, you took opportunities that everybody has, and you made a success out of this. So well done to that, Hope, because everything you're saying, listen to me, I know marketing and I study and I had to waste a lot of money to make a lot of mistakes. Lucky it's not my money, but you know, I had to waste a lot of money to fine tune ads and stuff like that. But you did all of this organically.
Yeah.
And you say persistence. Mm. Just pushing, ongoing on consistency.
Yeah. Consistency.
See, guys, consistency is the key. Yeah?
Gems,
No cap.
Yeah. Okay, well, what would you say YouTube has contributed towards the success of your career? Like, in terms of just all these numbers that you've been hearing, you know, in general, when it comes to YouTube as a whole, as a platform, what do you think it's really, really like the impact that it's had for you
and
your career?
And this is YouTube isolated.
Yeah, on its own.
I think because of YouTube, I can, you know, confidently say that I am international.
No, oh, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
I've been seen around the world, the globe.
Yes.
Someone in the middle of nowhere has watched one my video and was in their living room doing the most.
Doing the tutorial, yes.
Doing the most.
Yes.
And YouTube has somehow or has really sparked my energy to say, let me actually keep going. Let me keep doing this. I want to grow my, I want to put in as much effort in my Instagram as much as I'm putting into YouTube.
Right.
I want to put in more effort on TikTok as much as I'm putting into
YouTube.
So I want to distribute my energy across all boards.
All platforms.
You know what I'm saying? So YouTube is the one that actually gave me hope. It's like, oh man, I can do this across the board.
Yes.
So that's the kind of impact that it's had. When I met my partner, Tlokhimesh, guys, we were trending on Instagram every other day.
Mm.
Like any other day. We'd drop this, it'd trend right now. Next week, we'll come back with another banger.
Hey.
So also like Instagram, because of that, then we were able to like just keep, but because of persistence and keep posting 100%. Those videos and just keep being ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So and that's basically how, you know, we continue to just spread love and just grow like that. God. So yeah.
But it was a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work.
Guys, do you know what dancing is, guys? Yeah. Yo, exercise and three quarters. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's too much. It's an intense thing. But for all the people, all the people that look at you as a role model, all the young girls, everyone, right? Is there any advice that you want to give out to anyone?
Tell them how to become a hope.
How do they become a hope?
Yes.
Give them hope. Give them hope. You know, what is the advice you would give to anyone who's trying to be a dancer in this industry?
I always say this though, but I'll say it again.
Yes.
I always say this, but I'll say this again. Keep believing in yourself. So the one thing that happens, especially in the dance industry today, right now in the Amapiano space, is that we think that there's too many of us. And you shouldn't think like that, because the way you dance, the way I dance, the way you do things and the way I do things will never be the same. So you can't even compare.
For sure.
So why would you feel like there's just too many of this? I get a lot of DMs. Hope, I want to start dancing, but I feel like there's too many people doing what I'm doing. So keep believing in yourself. Understand that what you produce, only you can produce it the way you produce it.
Yes.
And nobody can take that away from you. A gift is a gift. When God blesses you, nobody can take it away from you. Okay, so just keep believing in it. And if you're passionate about something, passion keeps everything going and moving. Guys, I will not be here, no cap. I wouldn't be in the position where I am if I wasn't passionate about the things that I'm doing.
Yes.
Everything that I'm passionate about will always keep me going, because I never feel like, yo, it's extra job for me or it's extra this for me. It's always something that I want to do, that I'm working towards. So be passionate and do something that makes you happy. Don't do something that makes somebody else happy. Because that one lost.
Yeah.
So cool, man.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
That's amazing. You know, but I love the fact that you a black woman doing everything.
I really do, because
you know what's greater than seeing like a black man do these things? It's like seeing a black woman do it and kill it.
Thank you.
You know? Murder it.
You know, you and your girl, you guys are doing amazing things.
Thank you.
And we're so proud to be a part of you guys' team in some small way. But you know, Kong is always here for you guys, and you know, our doors are always open. But tell us something, Hope. What can we expect? The future of Hope. What can we expect from you going forward, ma'am?
You guys, a lot. You guys can expect a lot. I am not planning on stopping anytime soon, because to be honest, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. So I'm just getting started. I feel like my race is only starting now.
Wow.
And there's a lot ahead of me. There's a lot of channels that I want to open for myself.
Yes.
There's a lot of, I don't want to feel like I'm boxing myself into just dance.
Yes.
So I'm going to be trying other things like acting. I want to try being on radio. Being like you guys, hosting on a podcast. You guys can definitely expect a lot more dance videos, more tutorials, definitely. Everything that I've been doing up until this point, you can times that by 100.
That's fantastic. No, but you're on your grind. You're on your grind. And you know, it's so exciting to get people in the studio like that, because it gives us inspiration, you know, seeing you and seeing what you guys are doing, it gives us more guys inspiration, man. So thank you so much for what you're doing. I think you're absolute inspiration in the industry. And I really mean it, Hope. I completely sincerely mean it. I think you're going to do so amazing things. We're so glad, like I said, to be in your corner. But, you know, from our side, we'd like to offer you a complete free photo shoot to the value of $3,000.
Yes.
All right. You can come through here, schedule it with Jens. We can go through a whole thing. Let us know when, and let's do a whole Hope shoot, man. Because last time we never get to shoot you.
I mean, I was just here.
I shoot your girl. I never shoot you. So we must.
No, we got to. We got to.
From Kong, you have a wonderful photo shoot that's waiting for you. You let us know when you're ready.
When you want to.
Yeah, guys, that means some heat is about to drop.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
Thank you guys so much. You're welcome. That is so sweet. Welcome. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited. We have this on camera, guys.
We got you. We got you for sure.
There's no turning back now. That photoshoot is coming.
It's coming.
Thank you guys so much.
You let us know.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you guys.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Well, guys,
I'm excited.
We are happy. Hope is happy with everything. And yeah, we are the best here at Concast. You know, we have the best in the room as well. And we're going to be going off to Hope's performance, which is a dance tutorial, guys. What she does on YouTube for a living, she's going to do right here in the studio. Yeah. And yeah, that's coming up next. But until then, everybody here at Kong Republic, everybody here at Concast, we would like to say goodbye, everyone. Safe.
Bye. Hey guys, it's your girl Hope Ramafalo, and we are at the Kong Republic Studios today, about to do another hey dance tutorial. And in this dance tutorial, we are going to be learning the top 5 trending amapiano dance moves. I know you've already seen it trending on TikTok, on Instagram, on all the social media platforms, but now it's time for you to give it a try. So without any further ado, let's get it, let's go. Alright guys, so without wasting any time, the first move we are going to be learning, you already know, your favorite move. Tvu. Tvu. Jiga. Tvu. Back. She. Iti. Tvu. Tvu. Alright, so now I'm going to break it down for you guys, bit by bit. Okay, so you're going to start with your arm. Okay, so it doesn't really matter which arm you use first. Alright, so nice and slow. You're gonna go one. Okay, so you're kind of lifting that arm and you're gonna curl it in there, almost towards your stomach. Okay, so you're gonna go one. All right, and then you repeat with the other arm, two. All right, so remember, you have to clinch those fists. All right, so it's gonna be one, and two. Perfect. Okay, then you're going to turn your head, boom, to the side. Okay, so it's kind of like a neck rotation. You're just going boom. Okay, so another trick to doing this move is actually locking. Okay, so you lock every time you bring in, you lock, lock, and lock. All right, so you're basically just tensing your muscles. Great stuff, guys. Okay, so again, it's one, two, three, and then you move back. Okay, so you kind of lean back there. And then, this is where it gets a bit tricky, guys. All right, for most of us. Okay, so we go one, two, turn, three, lean, four, and then you kind of jolt your neck forward. Okay, so you take it forward and bring it back, right? And it happens very quickly, so it's a move over, ta. All right, so there you go, one and two. Okay, so again, you just go one and two. Perfect. Okay, so if we had to do the whole move complete, it's one, nice and slow, two, turn three, lean four, and jolt five. So you're gonna go one, two, three. All right, so guys, I want you two guys to notice something while I'm doing this move. I'm adding a little what? A little spice to the move. All right, so as you can see, my arms are also going. Okay, so my legs are also moving. All right, so add that little spice in there as well. All right, so you're gonna go sha, 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 tuvu, tuvu, tuvu. All right, and that is our first move. All right. are, guys, now ready for the second trending move. This one is simple, guys. It's easy, easy, easy. But I'm going to break it down for you guys step by step. All right. So I'm just going to demonstrate. This is how the move looks like. Okay. So we're going to go T. She. We. A. A. Easy and simple. All right. So the only thing this move needs, guys, ki flavor, man. Ki flavor, ki personality, ki spice. So put in your own spice. All right. Use your hips. All right. Use a lot of your hips. Okay. And give it attitude as well. Honey, if you have that weave, then play with it. All right. So breaking it down, what basically happens, okay. So you're just going to step out. So you're going to basically look to the side. And then you're gonna step out, one. And then you bring the leg that's at the back forward, okay? But then you use your toe to tap, okay? Two. All right, so guys, this move, you almost get into a squat position, so you need to be squatting. All right, almost kind of like a squat position. All right, get in that leg day. Come on, let's go. Okay, so it's going to be step out, one, bring it in, two. Then you step back again, one. And then you bring it back, two. Step forward again, one, bring it forward, two. Step back, one, and bring it back, two. Easy. All right. So now we're going to add our little bounce. Okay. So it's going to be one, two. Step back, one, two. One, two, one, two. Easy. Let's go. One, two. Speed it up a bit. Two. There we go. One, two, bounce on it. Okay, so now you have to get nice and low, guys. This probably feels like a workout a bit, but let's go. One, two, one, two, one, two, ooh, ooh. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. All right, easy. So now all we have to do now is add that little spice. All right, so what I like to do is I like to use my hips a lot. Okay, so with this move, one, two, let's go, three, let's go, four, yeah, four, eh, hey, eh, hey, eh, hey, eh, hey. And it's as easy as that. All right, guys, I see you guys are getting nice and warm. Now it's time to turn up the heat a little bit, just a little bit. Okay, so the third move that we are gonna be doing is also quite easy, guys, I'm lying, yeah? It's quite simple. All right, so this one is called the Wenzakanjani. All right, okay, so I'm gonna demonstrate first and then you guys will follow, okay? And then I'm gonna break it down bits by bits for you guys, okay? So the move goes like this. Eh, eh, she, si, ah, 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 she, si, eh, 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 oh, za, sha, 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 evo, sha, 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 evo, sha, sha, sha. Okay, that easy and simple, guys. All right, so I'm gonna break it down for you guys. Okay, so first move, you're basically going to stand with a wide stance. Okay, so basically, your toes are over your shoulder line. All right, so standing in a wide stance. And then you're basically going to bounce, one, two, three. Okay, so on the third one, you're kind of going into that squat position. So it's basically one, two, sha, sha. One, two, sha, sha. One, two, ah, ah. One, two, ah, ah. Okay, so you're basically using your toes. So you're tapping with your toes. One, two, and then get low. Okay, easy. So it's one, two, get low. One, two, get low. One, two, get low. One, two, get low. Easy. Okay, so again, this also requires some energy, guys, like spice, you know? So put your own energy, put your own flavor into the move, do whatever you want with it, as long as it's giving you ti ti she she she. All right, some even use their toes now. It's like, it's crazy. So you go one, two, ah, 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 one, two, ah, ah. So you basically tap with your heel. One, two, ah, 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 one, two, ah, 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 one, two, one, two, done. Great stuff, guys. Well done. You guys are doing amazing. Keep the energy all the way up. All right. So for the fourth move, this one is called the Hamba He. Aibo, Hamba Ha. All right, so I'm going to demonstrate. But yeah, while you're doing this move, just keep that in mind. Hamba He. Ah, Hamba Ha. What's that? Hamba He, Hamba Ha. Hamba He, Hamba Ha. Okay, that's the move, literally. All right, easy. You're going to tap your heel. One. And then you're going to swing your toe in. Two. And then you repeat with the other leg. Again, it doesn't really matter which leg you start with. You're going to tap. One. And then swing your toe in. Two. Again, you repeat. Heel. Toe. Heel. Easy. All right, so I want you now to look at my movement. Okay, so it's going to be heel, toe. So did you see that the leg that was at the back followed? So what's making me move forward is this leg at the back that I bring forward. All right, so that's why I'm moving forward. So heel, toe, heel, bring it, toe, heel, toe. Easy, simple. All right, so if we had to speed it up a bit, guys, okay. So, hamba he, hamba ha. Okay, so even when you're doing this move, guys, you must say, hamba he, hamba ha. In English, it means let's go, where we are going. All right, so, hamba he, what's that? Hamba ha. Hamba he, hamba ha. What's that? Hamba he, hamba ha. What's that? Perfect, well done, guys. All right, so now for the fifth and final move. This one, they call it wozababa, 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 wozababa. You already know, it's a groove, guys. Okay, so I'm gonna demonstrate and then I'm gonna cut it and chop it nicely for you guys, okay? Step by step. All right, ready? So it goes, te 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 te, ish, shi ti ti, hey, hi, wozababa, wozababa. Wozababa, 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 iti iti kaka kasha, ish, wozababa, 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 wozababa. You already know, guys, it's a vibe. All right, so now let me cut it for you guys step by step. All right, so nice and easy. Are we all standing together? Let's all stand together. Okay, so you're standing almost, your toes are in line with your shoulders. All right, so this is your first stance. And then you're going to bring up your knee and kick forward as if you're kicking a soccer ball coming from the air. Okay, so you're going to go sa, za, za. All right, perfect. Okay, so we're going to kick one. And then you're gonna step down, two. You're gonna bring in the leg that's at the back forward, three. And then you're going to hit, almost like you're hitting your head against the wall. So you're just going, boom. Okay, easy, easy, easy. One more time. So we're going to go, one, two, three, hit, and four. Okay, perfect. Okay, so if we had to speed it up just a little bit, we would go, one, two, three, and four. Perfect. Okay, so from here, we're going to go back there, there, there. All right, so what you're basically doing from this position, so after you hit, boom, you go low. Okay, so you kind of drop suspension, as if you're driving You know, so you drop suspension and then you kick on the inside. So you lift your knee up and you go one. Repeat with the other leg, two. Move back again, three. Move back again, four. All right, easy. All right, so we're basically going one, two, three, four. All right, simple, simple, simple. So if we had to put all the moves together and increase the pace a bit, we're going to go one, two, three, four, one, two, three, and four. Repeat, one, two, three, four, drop, one, two, three, and four. Well done. All right, so this is called the wozababa. So even when you're doing it, you're going to go she, wozababa, 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 wozababa. Okay, wozababa means come daddy in direct translation. Okay, so you're going come daddy, so you're going sha 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 eh wozababa, 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 ha shi 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 eh eh wozababa, 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 wozababa. Well done, guys. That was fire. That was amazing. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this dance tutorial. I hope you guys have fun and I hope you guys are sweating because, sha, I know I am. But thank you again to Kong Republic for having me in their studio. This has been amazing, guys. The camera, the lights, the action. I'm just here for it. And thank you again for having me on KongCast. Thank you again. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and share on Kong Republic's page. My name is Hope Ramavalo. And thank you so much. I'm out.
Kong Republic, I like. Speaking your truth on the mic. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to KongCast.